Proverbs 16, if you look over there, Proverbs 16. Appreciate you just singing. Thank God for being saved more than twice. Amen. Proverbs 16. You always got to preach it to yourself when you preach it to anybody else. No matter what it is. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction and the Holy Spirit before a fall. I want to talk to you about pride this morning. God help me. Pride is a lofty look, is exalting yourself, is arrogance, is just making a lot of yourself. The Holy Spirit's in the same mind. You get holy minded, you get high minded. You know, we all battle with it. If we be honest, we think a lot of ourselves. We think a lot sometimes of ourselves, huh, as being better than really what we are. The two men went to the temple to pray. The one said, "I'm good. I'm not like other men are, extortioners, drunkards, adulterers." He said, "I tithe. I do all these things." He said, "I'm good. I'm not like them." That was his prayer to God. Two things they prayed, Jews prayed. They prayed, "I'm glad I'm not a Gentile, I'm glad I'm not a woman." Every day they prayed that. That was pride. See, your mindset and my mindset is if we're exalting ourselves above anybody else, then it'd be because we look at ourselves as better than somebody. It becomes prideful in our own lives. And just go, you look at all these things this morning. The biggest falling that I believe that ever was taken was when Lucifer was kicked out of heaven. And the Bible said in the scripture, he said, "I will make my throne above God. I'll be like the Most High." And of course, he said that in pride. Listen, you know what caused that? If you look in the book of Ezekiel, it said, "Because of thy beauty." Who made him beautiful? God did. Amen. He looked at himself as being a beautiful creature. Amen. That he would be the one that he wanted to take the throne of God. Of course, he couldn't. He had no power to take the throne of God. He cannot overcome the Creator. He's the one that created Lucifer. God did for his purpose. Amen. And we know that he's in charge of that. But when one gets prideful and thinks in their own heart that they don't really need God. Amen. That's a man of pride this morning. The Bible said in the book of Psalms twice, chapter 14 and 53, he said that the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." Brother Barnard said, he'd say this with it, "The fool has said in his heart, I don't need no God." And that's the way they live. They live in self, in their self. They think they're their own God. What did Satan tell the woman? He said, "You'll be as gods." Amen. You'll know good and evil. You'll know like him. He don't want you that way. I don't understand and know that. Amen. She thought that that was. Amen. Listen, when she looked at the tree, it was pleasant to the eyes. A tree good for food to make one want wise. Amen. Listen, brother, her eyes were open. Amen. His eyes were open. Amen. When the transgression come, they saw it in evil. They seen it. Amen. Listen, they could not do good. Amen. They did not have the power to do good. They thought that was evil. Amen. Listen, God said, "Amen, you have sinned." They sinned. Amen. Listen, ain't God pride came in with that. I'll be like God. I want to be like God. Amen. Listen, when a man sees himself sinful, amen, in conviction now of sin, thank God he'll see himself a way low creature. Amen. God will bring him low this morning. Amen. God will bring any man low. Amen. Thank God. A man that thinks he's up here, listen, thank God he's got to be brought low. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's what God does. Nebuchadnezzar he brought him low. Read that sometimes, son. Sovereignty of God is all in that chapter. He said, I'll do whatsoever I will with mankind. Amen. When listen, when Nebuchadnezzar, amen. Hey God, listen, he didn't believe in God. That's right. He didn't believe in the God of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God said, I'm going to tell what I'm going to do. Amen. I'm going to make you like a beast in the field. You're going to grow feathers and claws. Amen. And you're going to go out and eat the grass like they do. Amen. And listen, listen, Nebuchadnezzar said, if you'll read it sometime, in Daniel chapter number 4, brother, I'm telling you, there's some strong scripture out. I don't tell anybody to deny the fact that God does what he wants to, when he wants to, upon whom he wants to. God, he brought Daniel low. I mean, brought Nebuchadnezzar low in the reign of Daniel. Thank God, and let him see that he was nothing. Now listen to this. This is now I Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven. All whose works are truth and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. He's able to bring him low. And then listen, if he don't listen, if he don't bring a man low, he won't come low. Amen. Because man ain't made that way. He's made to exalt himself. He's the outward image. Oh, God help us. But I understand that all that is nothing but pride. Amen. They make themselves a name. What did my friend? They try to do it the tower metal. Amen. Nimrod and all that crowd. We'll build us a tower to heaven. We'll make us a name for ourselves. Amen. Listen, God came down and broke it up, confounded the language. Amen. Thank God they couldn't even understand one another. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad they wasn't going to do anything that God wasn't allowed to do in what he set up. Because, brother, listen. Thank God he can abase me and he can bring me low. And that's what he done when he came down. Thank God he broke the barrier where they couldn't understand one of the speech. Amen. Repentance. Oh, brother, scripture this morning. Amen. Thank God, listen. He'll bring a man low. Amen.
Bring
a man low. A man's prideful when he thinks he can get by with sin.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. He's justified, not justified sometimes. But we can't. There might not be nobody looking at me or looking at you in far as human people. But God is. It's pride. Is thinking that God would do better to me or toward me than he would toward somebody else. That if this man couldn't get by with it, why would God let us get by with it? See, pride sets it up in a man's heart. He thinks that he can get by with things. And that's pride. Well, listen this morning. Brother, in the Bible, amen. Listen, they always wanted to take a position of somebody. Look at God. Absalom, he wanted the position of David. He stole the hearts of the people. But it wasn't going to work. Amen. Listen, he had that long hair, you know. Amen. Hey God, he told him one time here, he combed his hair. Amen. Thought he was beautiful according to Scripture. As far as a man. Amen. And he wanted to look at himself. I know more than David. That's the way a lot of people are. I know more. Amen. But brother, listen, I won't tell you this morning. Whether you agree with it or not, it don't really matter to me. When God sets a man in a position, God put him there. And brother, listen, it don't matter how much you think he knows or what he don't know. God set it up like that. That's just the way it is. And brother, one day, thank God, listen to what I'm about to tell you. Amen. What we sow to that's what we'll reap to that. If you sow to rebellion, then you'll reap rebellion. If you sow to submission, then you'll reap submission. It don't matter who it is. When God sets a man up, it's because God set him up. Listen, I'm not a fan of Biden, but God put him in there. And brother, listen, hey, God, amen, for his purpose. Amen. Listen, God done it for his own purpose. Hey, listen, and a man is in office in a position. Hey, God, listen, and then God put him in there. And he didn't want him in there to come out of there. Amen. God sent Joseph to Egypt.
Yes, he did.
Even Joseph said when they come and found out who his brother found out it was Jesus, after about, 13 to 14 years, they hadn't seen him. Amen. He looked like an Egyptian man. He had the speech of the Jew, though. Amen. But brother, listen. God, he said, Joseph told him, he said, it wasn't you that sent me here. It's God that sent me here. And God exalted that man of faith, called the next in line by side of Pharaoh. Amen. To take care of his own people. Amen. And that's amazing. And God fed them all in the family. And he had Joseph in that position. Amen. Who put him there, God? Listen, friend, that's just glory to God. It's just the way it is. God set all these things up. Amen. Men get so prideful. Amen. I read that Hezekiah this morning. And Hezekiah was a good king. Amen. But he was about to die. He said, set your house in order. Are you going to die? Isaiah told him that. Amen. What was that, preacher? Well, amen. I've only come up with a fall in there. It looked like he had to have a son reign in his place. But I'll say this. Amen. He got prideful. Amen. Because God blessed him. Amen. A lot of times when we get blessed, hey, God, we think we something. And God done it because of us. God didn't do it because of us. God done it because of his son. Amen. God done it because of his goodness. Hey, God, listen. When you get blessed, sometimes you bring pride in your life. He said, well, look at what God did to Sennacherib. His whole people turned on him. He was going to try to take us down. Amen. And what did he say? He said he had to humble himself before God because pride had got in his heart of all these blessings he had. He said, look at all these treasures and everything that I've got. Look at all what I've got. Listen, what about the man that built him barns? Amen. He said, I'll tear down there and build bigger. Amen. He got pride in his heart. Listen, friend, there ain't nothing God can topple over. He can topple anything over he wants to. He can turn it right over to who he wants to and give it to who he wants to. That's why Solomon said that in Ecclesiastes, where he looked at his son. Amen. It's all these. Yeah, he said, I studied this thing. He said, listen. He said, hey, God, I didn't keep back nothing from my eyes. He didn't keep back nothing he wanted. God gave him the ability to do that. Amen, but he abused it. Anything can be abused in your life, in my life. Amen. And he said, look at all this. Amen, listen. Hey, God, he said, but I hated life. Hey, God, because your same face can't satisfy me. I can have it all. And 1,000 women, amen. Thank God. Listen, he drove his heart away from God. Amen. He had all these riches. He had everything. But brother, ultimately it was vanity. Amen. It didn't do nothing for him on the inside. I want to tell you this morning. If you set up good your mind, if you gonna do this or that, and I set up my mind, I'm gonna do this or that, and I'm gonna have this or have that. But God said in the Bible, friend, he said, both it is evil, amen. Yeah. He said, you say you can go to a city and buy and sell. Yeah. He said, you better say if the Lord will it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If it be the purpose of God for your life. Amen. Yeah. That's right, son. Hey, listen, that man said, he said, the brow of that rich man brought forth with the, amen. He said, back, he said, I'm eating great meat, Mary, I'm going to build bigger barn. I ain't got enough room to bestow my good. Look at this. Look at the devil. What he said, I will, I will, I will. If that man said, I will, I will, I will. Hey, man, listen, friend. I ain't got less than that materialistic. They can be. They've been cursed for a blessing sometimes. Listen, he said, life don't consist in the abundance of things a man possesses.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said. I want to ask you a question. Listen to everybody in here about the question I'm about to ask. How much would it take to make you satisfied? He talked about contentment. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Every sin of pride has contentment with it. I mean, discontent with it. When a man's looking for something, a man not satisfied with the position. A teenage boy is not satisfied with the authority that's over him. He thinks he knows more than mom and dad. He don't.
Oh, that's
a truth. If he was raised in a different, if a daddy, hey, God couldn't read or write, and then, hey, God, it didn't have an education. Listen to what I'm telling you. He's as much in authority money as a man had one.
Yes, that's true.
That's right, son. Amen. My daddy and mama got saved after I did. Amen. I remember the night daddy got saved. I remember the morning mama got saved. I remember them. Amen. I was there. Amen. Listen. It didn't, like, I'll tell you one thing they was saying. Amen. You ain't running the house, I am. Amen. Amen. They never turned the reins over to me. I said, you run this house. Amen. They never said such. Amen. You know what? Because that was the rightful position that God put them in. I've got to run the house and say, you'll do what I say. Amen. I've got to listen, friend. Somebody thinks they can do it better has a bunch of pride in them. Amen. Somebody thinks they can preach or teach better or sing better. It's pride. That's what it is. Think people that think they know more. That's pride. That's all it is. It's just pride built up in you. The thing you've arrived. Listen, friend, it fears me to hear some of the things people say. Oh, this is the best church. God has one church with many local assemblies. I won't make a statement. I'm not best in nothing. Jesus is. Pride has killed us, man. Look at what we got. That woman said, God be merciful, be a sinner. I'm a real bigger barn. He said, now, oh, whose will they be tonight?
Yes.
Whose faith will they be then? That's what he said. Amen. Listen, hey, but I'm thankful for blessings. I'm thankful that God gives us money. I'm thankful as he preached, you can work and gain. I thank God for that. We ought to work with our hands wide and we've been able to give. Isn't that amazing? When Paul wrote that, he said, we work with our hands. Thank God that we may be able to give to them that have need, not yet. Yes. Well, it's tight, ain't it? Well, it's tight, sir. Amen. And it's tight. We talk about what God's will is. We talk about, thank God, what pride is. Amen. Listen, a man that look at his own stuff and say, look at all this I got. Amen. And then that night draw his last breath. Amen. And then they say, well, who's there? Who's they going to be now? Amen. You might have a lot of plans. I'm not saying it's wrong to plan. But I'll say this. If you keep God out of them, it's wrong. You say, if the Lord will, I'll do this or that. If the Lord wills. I know some things what the will of God is because it's spelled out in the book. Somebody said, I don't know whether it's the will of God. We'll read the scripture.
Yes, sir.
He ain't prepared to do something against what he said.
Amen.
There's a whole lot more said than read. And Brother Wayne says, and that, listen, somebody said, what kind of car shall I buy? So whatever God says, you ain't into that. Who made me to judge over what kind of car you ought to drive? I'll pray with you, and I'll ask God to help you. But I ain't into that. I'm here to preach the Word of God. Now, people that think they know everything don't know nothing. That's right. Put that down and write it in your Bible.
Yes,
any man that thinks he's got an answer for everything, he don't. There ain't no man got it. The only one that's got the answer is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost of God that will give you peace in your heart. What is the truth of God in Christ? Amen. That's why we got a book. But I'm telling you this, ain't been interrupted by that. Amen. A lot of people went astray and went away from God the way we divide the Bible. They put all these things together. Brother, listen, I was talking to a man the other day. And we're trying to draw a new Old Testament verse out by the New Testament church. Amen. But listen, there's a lot of things, brother, you can't apply in the Old Testament economy. To a New Testament church. Amen. You take Deuteronomy 22:5, they talk about pertaining to a man and all that. I think a woman ought to be feminine. I think a man ought to be masculine. I don't like to be around sissy men. But brother, that's a whole lot more in the Old Testament than that. You gonna stone your children?
Yeah.
And start getting to it all then. You gonna take up sleeping when your brother dies? They don't preach that. They just preach what they want. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm chasing rabbits this morning, but one of them has jumped up. I'm going to take a shot. The New Testament is different from the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
We're not an Old Testament church. We're a New Testament church.
Yes, sir.
The Jews that God chose, the Hebrew nation, is still alive to him today, that nation of people. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done away with it. But the church is different. The church is a spiritual body and a spiritual kingdom led by the head Jesus Christ. Amen. The church is a spiritual body. It's not meat and drink. In other words, it's not from the outside, it's from the inside. You hear that? And the kingdom of God is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The problem with the church today is we've got so many rules and regulations and all these denominations and all this stuff that man's come up with, and it's on the outside. It don't change the inside. The inside changes the outside.
Yes.
Amen. That's where the victory is at.
Yes.
Amen. Listen, friend. Listen. People get a hold of this. I preached on this the other week. I said the only thing or person that we need is Christ. Everything's in Him. Everything we need in Him is in the body. As a believer, He's the head. He is our life. He is the sustenance. He's everything you need.
Amen.
Amen. You're not no better by God keeping a Sabbath. He is our Sabbath. He is our rest. He is everything this morning. And if people look anywhere else beside Him, they're looking for the wrong thing.
Yes,
amen. Listen, He's everything. You can get everything you need from Him. You're no better this morning, thank God, by carrying a Bible. Amen. It's a helpful thing. But it makes you no more righteous. It makes you no more better than God. He is the Word. Amen. Thank God, listen. I my loyalty to the living Word. Thank God, this spoken Word, this written Word, it's a manifest of living Word. Thank God for relationship. Amen. Thank God. It's the religion this morning. I didn't marry a, thank God, a marriage license. I married a wife. Amen.
Amen.
It just tells me that I am. But I don't need a marriage license to find that out. I was there one time. Amen. The whole thing is, brother. Amen. Listen. Pride sets up in his heart and they think they listen. This is going to knock them, and I know it's hard to take because you don't understand. Some people think they've got to do certain things to be accepted by God. And I'm going to tell you what that does. It builds pride in people. Legalism builds pride. Jews started legalism in their religion. Gentiles didn't have no legalism. They just had idolaters. They were idolaters. They worshiped all these kind of gods. They didn't know no better. What would that mean to them? What would it have meant to them if they went and said, you've got to be circumcised? It means nothing to them. Wasn't given to them. Amen. It's just the truth. And people, and I want to ask you a question. Think of this in your mind. Don't answer it out loud anyhow. If somebody said, what are you looking for in that church? If somebody says standards, that shows them right there, but they ain't got nothing. I mean, that's outward. Anybody can do it. Can I answer for myself this morning? Number one thing I'm looking to see if the Holy Ghost is there. I'm looking to see if the Word is preached with the authority of God. I'm not looking whether they got a senior ministry or a youth ministry. I'm not looking to see if they got puppet shows. Hey man, I'm not looking for none of that stuff. I'm not looking for exterior. I'm looking for interior.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for what the Holy Spirit can do in my heart, and God, and what the Word of God can do in building you up the most holy faith. Mm-hmm. Amen. God give you and edify you in the body. Amen. That's I'm looking for love. Amen. The love of God's going to be where the Holy Ghost is because He manifested. Thank God for those people. And that's just the way it is. You should have brought in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Hey, God, which is given to us. That's where it goes. Amen. I'm not looking for things I can do to make my image and a pride and have pride in my life. Amen. To say, well, I'm better than that. I'm better than them. No, son. Amen. I'm not better than nobody. If you ever see yourself as a sinner, hey, God, how can you ever see yourself anything less than sinful in the flesh?
Yes, sir.
Pride is a damaging thing. Pride will keep you from saying, I'm sorry. Pride will keep you from saying, it wasn't me. Pride will keep you from a lot of things. It'll keep you from loving the enemy. Pride will. Yes, they love the enemy. He said, publicans love them and love them. Pride will keep, listen, I'm going to get to you, listen. Pride will give you the picture that you are better than them people because this is the way they live and this is the way you live. There's a lot of things I don't like and I don't make me no better than them.
Yes.
I think you're better off with some things. There's a lot of things I'd be better off without. But you know what I'm saying this morning? Well, them people got a tattoo. Well, does that make you better than them because you don't? It don't make you better than them. The problem isn't the ink. It might hurt the testimony. But the problem's in man. The problem's not with an outside man. The problem is the inside man. I'm not advocating nothing. I'm just telling you the truth that people think because they exalt themselves above other people and they'll say, look at them people. See how they dress? I'm going to ask you one question. Where would you have been with for the grace of God? If God lifted his hand from me this morning, I'd be worse.
Yes. Amen.
You would too.
Yes, sir.
I'd be worse. Look up Haggai in your Bible. It'll take me a little bit to find it. I'm going to read a verse there. But listen, friend. Pride is the killer. What's killing our churches? We think too much of ourselves. I'm talking about on a daily basis a lot of times. Why are we always put people down to excel ourselves? Brother, listen, I'm telling you this. Amen. Hey, God, there's a reason there's a pride in our lives. And listen, their pride is a consumer. It said, pride going before destruction. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey?
Yes.
Who is the Lord that I should obey? Who is he? He's God. He's your creator. He's the one who put you here for his purpose. That's right. And then he drowned you in the sea. And they come out on the other side of the sea and the Lord is a man of war. My mama told me this the other day. She was reading the Bible. She said, Joey, she said, I was reading that Bible and it's cutting people's heads off and doing everything else, you know. In the Old Testament, son, it was war. You want to hear something? It was a war, thank God, because he was going to protect his people against all things. That's right. All his nations rose up against them. But they was the apple of his eye, son. He was going to
protect
them. Really? That's right. And I'm telling you this morning, a lot of you don't know the God of the Bible because they don't want to accept who the God of the Bible is. You got that? What's that verse 4 say? Haggai 1? That's only chapter.
Says, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your circled houses and this house lie waste?
You go, let's sit here. I'm trying to find this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in here. I might have missed it. What it says in the scripture. And I don't know if this is the right point here. That's all I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is. He's saying here, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. He's talking about the building of the house of God. Is it time, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses and this house lieth in waste? They put every effort and pride and energy in their own stuff. A man that puts herself above anything else above God is pride in his own heart. He's got pride in his own heart. He thinks more of himself, amen, than what he does. Listen, thank God, I'm telling you, friend, amen, I can't find that verse in that Bible there, but it's in there somewhere. What I'm saying is in the scripture, he talks about bringing people up. And he brought a city and country love. And I tell you this, Brother Cotton, I do not know. I'm not God. He's merciful to me, or he's going to put me in the grave. You say, you really believe that? Well, brother, I'm telling you what, I've sinned enough since I've been saved, he's going to put me in the grave.
Yes,
you keep on testing him and putting the test on him. And I put the test on God, which God's not tempted with anyone. He ain't tempted by me. But I'll say this, God knows the record. And I'm telling you this, friend, there ain't no way. And I'm telling you this, I believe this in my heart. There's no way, no way this world can keep going the way it's going without the judgment of God. He said the earth groans like God's word of addiction. Amen. The new heaven and earth. You want to know, I'm just throwing this out here and we'll go on. All these hurricanes and tornadoes and all these things that's going on in this country, I know it's prophesied. Where's it happening? Right here on His ground. Where's all this stuff going on? Right here in the ground. Right in the world. He said, all these same-sex marriages and all that stuff. You think God's going to stand by his side? Amen. While he made male and female and put those into multiplying the earth, and then all this stuff will go on and say, we ain't going to listen to God. I'm telling you something, there's going to come a judgment.
Yes, sir.
The only reason he had to call his long-suffering. But I'm telling you this morning. When we get in our own heart and mind, brother, that we'll... And I'm going to tell you, here's a good test on that. How much do we acknowledge Him in all things? In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct thy path. If I can do it without God, that's what the nation is today. America's done it without God for so long. And then they got religion. They got all these religious formalities and religious shows. That's what they are. Amen. But they don't have nothing about Him. It's about their religion. It's about their belief. It's about their smoke and their lights. And a man up talking to you. Amen. Listen. Thank God to try to be like Him. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God ain't nothing in that. Listen. Thank God when this, amen, this thing keeps going on like this. Amen. And nothing's done. Amen. And people fall after that. Amen. They're deceived. And they don't know the truth. Why? Because God judged them. You better listen. It ain't called me or any other preacher, but God is the God that gives a gift to a church to hear the Word of God. They put a heretic in here, a hireling in here. That's right. Truth is the truth, brother. Even the donkey said the truth of Balaam.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They got the rooster crowed to Peter. The whale swallowed Jonah. He used an animal, thank God, to convict them people. Amen. I'd rather hear a donkey, thank God, and a rooster than some people. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. But I'm telling you, we're in a mess today. And Christ said, and these people think that they want a name. They want a name. They won't recognize. Everybody's got to be recognized. Amen. You got to be this and you got to be that. You got to have a tie for this and a tie for that. All that is pride. That's all it is. Amen. I'm going to have to listen. It's a shame, friend. I ain't got another cause. Amen. When these men and even people in these days had to be recognized with a certain name. What God wants to say? Y'all say, hey, Brother Joe, I say, I'd rather for you to call me doctor.
Yep.
That's a shame and disgrace. I mean a shame and disgrace in the eyes of God. I'd rather for you to call me reverend. That's a shame and disgrace. And I know people do that sometimes jokingly. But I'm serious to you. I do that some. Remember Brother Shankin, her ain't been doing good. We go on him, I call him Bishop, which that's a biblical name, Bishop. But, brother, this day and time, everybody's wanting to be seen.
Yes.
Would somebody please give me a pat on the back for what I've done? Will somebody please, would you, listen, friend. Hey, man, just get out of my system and you won't have to hear it again. But I don't know, I've never seen a day where people's got to be recognized before they do anything. Mm-hmm. That ain't no good. If we ever got in this thing and said, Lord, I've come to you, and it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought of robbing the equal God, made himself of no reputation. He didn't make himself a reputation. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death of the cross, creator. I mean, listen, my God, he emptied himself.
Yes.
There was no beauty upon him that anyone would desire. Physically. When they looked upon him, he was physically not beautiful. Why is he beautiful to you? Because you know who he is. And it's a relationship in your heart. Miss Linda said it, she testified, he's altogether lovely. You know why? Because that's who you see him as. Amen. Really, it is. You need to believe this. It really is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
It really is. Remember that over there in Song of Solomon, and them other lady said, amen, listen, that human eye, amen, that was loved, thank God, Solomon, amen, listen, what did they say? They said, what if this went above another one? That's what they said. Why is he above the other ones? That's what they said. It's in the eye of the beholder. Amen. That's right. I told my wife this. I ain't nothing to hide. I said, I don't know how many people probably looked at you and saw, man, boy, she could have done better than that. I thought that. I know that's true. I mean, here I am, old man now. Where's the beauty at in her eyes? Ain't that right? Listen, where's the beauty at in her eyes?
Amen.
That's right. Where's the beauty in your eyes? It's deeper than the skin. It's deeper than the outside man. We know him not after the flesh, we know him after the spirit. I preached one time on Jezebel. I said, I think she went in the mirror and said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? I've got to be prettier than her. Dog's later. You know you're going to get old. Amen. I want to say this. That's the same woman to marry. Amen. Huh? It ain't the outside looks. It's the inside dwelling. And if a man boasts in who he is, what he can do, and all this, it's caused pride in the beginning. Amen. 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 Brother Hyde. I just think I'm going to outrun everybody. I had to fight myself all the time about stuff. Competitive. And really, to get down to it, really, let's get down to it. He said, run that you may obtain, but we talk about a spiritual crown there. When you get so heated in a competitive match, it's that you might be above the other. Huh? I'm honest with you. I'm just as honest as I can be. If I took you out in the backyard and we played me a horse, I'd hope you'd miss every shot. If I played Kate, I think I wish you could hit them shots. I don't think I'd get upset if Kate beat me. Boy, I tell you, old Jonathan Robinson got out there and beat me, I'd get aggravated. I wouldn't act like it. That's why me and wife don't play nothing together. Too highly competitive, we'd be arguing for a game time. We'd take the high road and don't do it. But you know what that is? That's pride. Really, to get down to it, that's pride. I want to be above her. I want to be better than her. I want to be better than him. Why is that set up in me? Because of pride, ain't it? Really? You get down to it. There ain't nothing wrong with striving, but strive with yourself.
God bless you for hearing me this morning. I know it's been scattered, but I'm telling you what. This is his checkup. It's our checkup. I bring this up. It's your time. Don't ever get in competition with nobody in the church.
Right.
He said, don't ever compete with nobody. I mean, if Ben and Jacob get in a wrestling match and try to whoop him. That's right. That's what brothers do.
Right.
But you know what you do when you whoop him? Get up and love him.
That's it.
That's right. See, I can't do that. Only by the help of God. But listen, it's all in Jesus Christ. It's in humility. If I can humble myself to consider you better than me, I would listen. If I can humble myself to consider you better than me, like the Bible teaches, I will never, never look at myself better than you. I won't do that. Now, I'll help you get there. It's about sometime. And I'm telling you what, Jesus showed himself when he washed the disciples' feet. Humbled himself because he looked at that as I'm washing their feet as a servant. When you become a servant to all people, Aaron.
Right.
When you become a servant to all people, no matter who it is, when you serve somebody that's willing to let you serve them, that's where you're blessed by God. Let's stand. Thank you for hearing me. I was thinking about Brother Randy's burden. Y'all put some pictures on there of Brother Randy. I didn't live with people. Thank God we don't live with somebody else. We live with ourselves. But I'll say this about him. They put his picture on there. To me, in my eyes, and looking at a man like that, he was a balanced man. He really was a balanced man. And I, you know, you have people in your life that you pastor and you see, and you just see in them people a balance, not tipped to one side. And you see in them, you don't see pride in them openly. You just see country people saying, yeah, that's right, preacher. I'm as guilty as anybody else. And I appreciate the word. I love you. And just enjoy life. And enjoy family and enjoy things that God blessed you with. And there's no contention. It's just peace. It don't have to be my way. It don't have to be my way. That's just as long as it's God's way. That's a good way to leave. Ain't it, Aaron? Good way to leave. Good way to leave. You know what, brother? Listen. I wouldn't know nobody, and I'm sure there is, and on the other side of some of that religious stuff, that would have a bad word for that man. That would say one thing about him that they didn't like. Because there wasn't nothing not to like. When you can come humble, I mean to stay humble, and put everybody above yourself and be willing, listen, be willing to be stepped on sometimes. And take it. And pray. It'll turn your own enemies. Your own enemies towards you. Brother Hope, Paul, pray for us.
Father, this morning, Lord, I thank you so much, Lord. Oh, help us get there, Lord. Help us get there. Lord, stay humble. Lord, humble us. Lord, help us keep that, Lord, that meek spirit. Lord, that humble spirit. Oh, God, Lord, help us, Lord, as we go out.
Yes.
Lord, help us, Lord, as we face that through our week, Lord, how easy it is for that pride to
say, yes, it is.
Make sure you treat us that way. Father, oh, Lord, help us to stay
humble. Yes, God.
Today.
Lord, help us to stay home tomorrow. Lord, we'll need it the day after that.
Yes, God.
So forth. Lord, I thank you, Lord, so much, Lord, for what we've heard, Lord, the preaching. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we take this, Lord, and we apply it in our life, Lord, to see how important it is to, Lord, for our testimony. Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, your will be done. Lord, I love you, Lord, this morning because you first loved us.
Yes.
God, I thank you so much for your mercies and grace. Lord, I praise your name. And amen. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Remember, no meeting tonight. Meet here tomorrow night. Start a little meeting on Monday tomorrow night. I pray it'll be a good meeting. Pray for us. You can literally go. God bless you.